The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
It's All-Ireland Final Week. Anything to say, boys?
No, it's great to be here. It's great.
How would you stop?
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
And that has sailed through the post, and Niall Morgan runs back to the canal end knowing that Tyrone are going to win the All-Ireland. 2-14 for Tyrone and 14 points for Mayo. We're late into this game. Let's go over to Croke Park and Liam McHale. And Liam McHale, it looks like Tyrone are going to do it.
Yeah, very, very disappointing second half now for Mule. I thought there was lots of chances. There's another chance gone there, John. Just bad execution on the hand pass. There was some terrible wides from Mayo. You know, missed a penalty, as you alluded to it yourself. And it's just petered out. Like, it's been a long time since I was this disappointed with a Mayo performance in an All-Ireland final. I think, John, there's honour in defeat sometimes, and like today just was not a good day. Now, we did not come out. The first half was a little bit lethargic. It looked flat. Second half, my God, we had loads of opportunities to stay in this game, and we just not could not execute. So to say I'm disappointed now is an understatement. You know, just because of the performance wasn't there in the second half.
Okay, Tyrone 2-14, Mayo 14 points. A fantastic achievement for Tyrone. Cavan, Donegal, Monaghan, Kerry and Mayo, they're about to win the All-Ireland football title for 2021. And Liam McHale, it's just a case of those subs. Cathal McShane, 1-3 against Kerry, and again now in a final. That goal, crucially after Ryan O'Donoghue missed the penalty, is going to be the turning point that we're going to look back on.
Yeah, and I was listening to Marcy and yourselves talking about it. It was a brilliant goal. He was aware of the ball coming in over the top. I think he had a look and saw what Robert Henley was. Henley was a little bit slow coming out, as Marcy said, and he put a fist to it. And I think that was, you'd imagine that wouldn't happen to the Mayo psyche, like, but it seemed to be the straw that broke the camel's back. Mayo did not play well. Well, Lee Keegan tried to respond, but you won't do it on your own, you know. And all the Tyrone players now are inciting the crowd to get behind them. They think this is the last kick out of the game, but you know, very, very disappointing, John. I really thought there'd be a kick in this young Mayo side. And as Massey said, Barley, Keegan and one or two more, it just did not happen.
And it was a fantastic second goal that they scored.
Two brilliant goals, yeah, but Mayo were stretched at that stage. There were three or four down, and you know, you have to push up. And when you push up against a good team like Tyrone, you're going to leave gaps behind. And they executed in the second half, John. Mayo didn't, and that's the disappointing thing. They took, like, I know they had a couple of bad wides, but overall, their strike rate was a lot higher. Their percentage rate was a lot higher than ours. High ball going in here now from Aidan O'Shea, who probably should be in there, and it's mopped up again by the Tyrone lads. They're worthy winners here today now, I must say.
Yeah, Tyrone's fourth All-Ireland, 2003,
Three out,
2005, 2008, and now 2021. Tyrone are going to be the All-Ireland champions, and Pádraig Hamsey is going to lift the Sam Maguire Cup in a matter of moments here at Croke Park. 41,150 people. Yeah. Liam McHale, they won it.
Yeah, very, very disappointing, John. I really thought it'd be a titanic struggle in the second half, and we just seemed to lose our way. I suppose, to be fair, Ryan O'Donoghue was very good. Tommy Conroy came into the second half. I was a little bit worried about our inexperience up front, and maybe that was the difference. We kicked some really, really bad wides. Brian Walsh had a bad one. Ryan O'Donoghue had one or two. Conor Loftus kicked one into the goalie's hands, kicked one a bad wide, and they sucked the energy out of your legs and sucked the energy out of the team. And you just, at this level, you can't afford to do that. And you know, I feel sorry for the lads, but they'll be very, very disappointed with this showing, especially in the second half.
2-14 for Tyrone, 15 points for Mayo. Tyrone are the All-Ireland champions for 2021. Brian Duer and Fergal Logan embracing on the sideline. What a fantastic achievement for this group of Tyrone players. They lost to Dublin in 2018, but for the fourth time in their history, they're bringing the Sam Maguire Cup back to the O'Neill County, the Redham County, 2003, 5, 8 and now 2021. A thoroughly deserved victory. Niall Morgan there in tears at Croke Park. Cathal McShane being congratulated by supporters. He came off the bench against Kerry, scored 1-3, and then that crucial goal in the second half, 46 minutes on the watch, when the ball came in from Conor Myler and he fisted it into the net. And then 12 minutes later, Darren McCurry finishing a brilliant move to get Tyrone's second goal. That proved crucial. Mossy Quinn, you got to hand everything in terms of congratulations and take your hat off to Tyrone. I wouldn't have thought at the start of the year they'd win the All-Ireland, but they have.
They have, and worthy winners, John. And as you mentioned earlier, the road they came as well, when you come out of, when you're coming through Ulster and you're beating Donegal, you're beating Monaghan, coming in, beating Kerry after extra time. And, you know, they've put in another big performance, and they were by far the better team today. And they took their chances, and that ultimately is the difference. That little bit of class, that little bit of composure up front, and two brilliant goals, you know. And I think the positive, for, I suppose, from a neutral, for anyone, is you want games like this to be won by brilliant pieces of skill or brilliant pieces of play, and there's absolutely no doubt, in particular the second goal, that team goal that they got, long kick from Niall Morgan, catching midfield from Con Kilpatrick, move that pace through the hands to Conor McKenna, and then it was in. It actually reminded me a little bit of the Jack McCaffrey goal a couple of years ago against Kerry, with the Brian Howard catch and the layoff, and it was a team move from one end to the other. And when you see something like that, that's good enough to, and that was the difference, that separated them out. And very worthy winners, absolutely.
You got to hand it to Tyrone. They've had a great summer, Ali and McHale, and they've beaten top quality teams. Thoroughly deserved.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know. Big change last year, you know, when they made that big decision to give Brian Duher and Fergal Logan the job. They were solid in the league, and then they go to Kerry and get absolutely spanked, John. And then they really get their act together. They make a few subtle changes, especially defensively, and now they're All-Ireland champions. So it's absolutely amazing. Obviously, I'm very disappointed, but I agree with every word Mossy said. They executed in the second half. They took their chances. Two brilliant goals. But when you look back at it and look at all the opportunities, I think Mayo had four goal chances, and we kicked seven or eight, Mossy, horrific wides, yeah. Wides that are you'd be disappointed with under 14 lads doing it, and that's just lack of composure and lack of real self belief.
Those wides, a lot of them, they weren't good options. It wasn't as if they were bringing them in and it was bad execution or bad technique. It was like, if I was looking at, I made a note, like Jordan Flynn, Brian Walsh, Conor Loftin, these guys snatching at shots from difficult angles, or they're shooting under pressure. And okay, you can give some credit to the Tyrone backs, but again, it's just bad decision making from a Mayo perspective, and they suck the life out of, when you're attacking and you're working so hard to try and score, and that'll be the disappointment. Like you said, there'll be a lot of like Mayo have lost All Ireland in the past, and I'd say but they've had much better performances.
Yeah, they went down swinging. They didn't go down swinging today, and you know, that's shooting in hope, Mossy. Again, you know all about this, shooting in hope rather than shooting with real conviction. And no footballer playing in this stadium, playing at this level, should be shooting like that. They should be 100% sure when they take that shot, it's going over the bar. But you see, young Canavan got through at one stage, he fisted it over the bar. Brian Walsh got through and he forced it for a goal when he should have just fisted the ball over the bar. Kept Mayo in contact with Tyrone and keep the scoreboard ticking over. All those little contrasts make a massive difference, and you can see the body language from the Mayo lads out there. They're absolutely deflated. We have played against that great Dublin team and possibly could have won one or two games. I would argue that we were unlucky to lose one or two of those games. We probably should have won them. But today we had, I thought, all the opportunities under the sun, and we just could not take them, and that is really, really disappointing.
Yeah, and again, you look at, and we spoke beforehand, we talked about it on paper, but it was how it panned out. They didn't really get anything off the bench either, did they, Liam, in the sense of when you look at the subs coming in, there was nothing. Jordan Flynn, James Carr, you know, Aidan Orme was only on very, very tight there at the end, but there was no real impact. And obviously McShane with the goal, won possession a couple of times. Canavan was a key there as well at different stages, and it just felt like there was nothing really coming out. Like, only for Lee Keegan in the last 10 minutes. Like, Lee was absolutely immense, and what a footballer. And but he was the one driving Mayo. He was the one. Stephen Cohen as well had another big run, but they didn't have enough guys who were standing up to that. Aidan O'Shea was very quiet as it came to the decision at the end of it.
And we're continuing our discussion of the All-Ireland final, which has just ended in a win for Tyrone. 2-14 for Tyrone, 15 points for Mayo at Croke Park. Mossy Quinn with me in studio, the former Dublin footballer, and Liam McHale, the ex-Mayo midfielder, is at Croke Park. Mossy, when I think of 2018, and Tyrone were comprehensively beaten by Dublin in the All-Ireland final, not too many dissimilar names. A lot of the players that played then got the experience, but to come back 3 years later, what is the difference? I know Mickey Hart was a legend of the county, but maybe they needed that freshness of Brian Duher and Fergal Logan to come in.
Yeah, possibly, and sometimes that's all it takes, just a fresh set of eyes, a few new ideas, and just to tweak it. And you could see they're definitely not as defence orientated as they were in the last couple of years under Mickey. They were kicking the ball a lot more there, they were more direct, and I think it suits them a little bit better. I think it gives them a bit of a better balance, and I think against Dublin in that final in particular, they kind of kept getting back into a set defence, and it was obvious from an early stage Dublin had done a lot of work, a lot of prep, and were pretty comfortable with it. Whereas now it's we said it earlier, Mayo are getting one-on-ones inside in their full forward line, and there's probably more opportunities to score against this Tyrone team, but I think they have that better balance going forward. And then I think they've also brought in a couple of guys in terms of, you've seen the progression of Darragh Canavan, even Conor McKenna coming back from Australia. They've added a couple of
the midfielders as well.
The two midfielders had big games today, and even just the experience for the likes of McGeary and Myler and Sludden and these guys who are so key around that middle third. And yeah, they've just continued to improve, and it's testament to the group that they have there. And The new management deserve a huge amount of credit just for tweaking it. They didn't go to drastic changes, but they did enough to obviously pull enough strings to get them over the line.
They are tough, Liam McHale. They're a tough bunch of players.
They are. They're tough, and they're very resilient, and they will keep fighting. And you know, I always say to any teams I get involved, try and develop a team that's smarter, tougher, and tries harder than everybody else, and then you have a great chance of winning games. And this is what that's the way I describe this Tyrone team. They play to their system, as Mossy said. They're tough, and they try as hard as anybody else, or harder than anybody else. And that's exactly what happened today. And they did kick some bad wides. They did turn the ball over in crucial areas when they had great scoring chances. But they didn't let it get to them. And that's that mental toughness that's required to win these big games. And we didn't seem to have it when we missed a penalty, when Brian Walsh missed that goal chance where he probably should have fisted over the bar. That sucked the life out of us. It's very hard to keep going. It's very hard to keep defending. It's very hard to keep making those hard yards when everything you try and do comes to naught. And that's what happened to us in the middle of that second half, going into early into the fourth quarter. We just could not get a high percentage shot and get an easy score to keep us in the game. And the two great goal chances that Tyrone executed perfectly obviously were the major difference in the game.
Yeah, it felt like Mayo came out after half time, Liam, and upped the pace. Like, they did the first three or four attacks after half time. Like, the one Tommy Conroy blitzed through and should have taken a bit more time when he's shooting on goal. They won the penalty. But after 20 minutes of the first half, the second half, they only had 2 points. They had two frees, or they had a free from Robbie Henley and a free from Ryan O'Donoghue. So while they started better, they were struggling to score. And I know it was Kevin McLaughlin got one on his left after a move broke down. But I think in those 20 minutes, that third quarter, when they were a little bit more on top, they still didn't have, they're probably lacking just one guy inside, maybe, as you said earlier, the Tyrone spread the scores around a little bit more. They had more threats. Whereas it felt like Mayo didn't have that. If it wasn't Ryan O'Donoghue or Tommy Conroy, there wasn't any of the other forwards. I don't think any other starting four, or Kevin McLaughlin scored from play, but Aidan didn't trouble the scoreboard. Dermot O'Connor didn't take a shot. Brian Walsh snatched at a couple. They didn't have those kind of backup guys to Tommy and to Ryan that they needed.
Yeah, well, we said that, Mossy, at halftime, that Kevin McLaughlin, you know, Dermot O'Connor, you know, Matty Ruan, Aidan O'Shea, even though Aidan had a good second quarter, will really have to put their shoulder to the wheel now and make an impact on the game. And unfortunately for them, bar Kevin's point, they didn't do it. It was Lee, as you said, it was Lee Keegan, Stephen Cohen, and to a lesser extent Paddy Durgan, that were driving them forward. So it was funny too, the energy and the fitness levels that Mayo had up to now looked very, very impressive. They finished every game so strongly. Imagine being 8 points down against Dublin and coming back and winning by three in extra time. But those same energy levels didn't seem to be there today. That extra 2 weeks that they had to wait, and I'm not making excuses, don't get me wrong, lads, definitely seemed to take a toll on them. They were not near as energetic and as vibrant as they have been previously. And I'm just wondering now that 2 weeks of extra training that they were forced to do, and but it was nobody's fault, obviously, Croke Park had to take care of Tyrone and give them their opportunity to play in the semi-finals. But I would say that they didn't look as energetic as they did, and maybe that 2 extra weeks that they had to keep practicing and keep training, and a month is a long time waiting for an All-Ireland final, maybe it took its toll on them a little bit as well.
And Paul Clancy has lifted the Samuel Cup at Croke Park. Peter Canavan, Brian Dewar, and now Paul Dacampsey, All-Ireland winning captains from Tyrone. And he set the tone, Liam, early on in the game. It was himself, it was Kieran McGeary, Niall Sludden, not the central casting of characters, but a team effort, chipping in with scores from everywhere. Even Conor McKenna didn't have the most brilliant of games, but he was the man who laid off that pass for the effectively the clinching goal.
I think over the 70 minutes, I'd say McCurry was probably the most influential player of the whole lot. But we said beforehand, John, that they do it by committee. They're not relying on one, two, maybe three players to do it. They all contribute. They all can. They can all score when they get up the field, and they keep working hard for each other, and they keep trying, and they'll keep going all the day. But they seem to have a lot more energy and a lot more verve about them today than we did. And again, we haven't mentioned them, Mossy, but Niall Morgan had a massively influential role in this game today. You're right, and I agree with you before the game. You said sometimes he tries to do a little bit too much, but I think what he did today was nearly perfect. His kickouts were solid. You know, anything he had to do with high balls coming in, anything he had to do, he dealt with well, and was a massive contribution from him today.
Absolutely, yeah. No, he had a massive performance, and even he's nearly playing that sweeper role, isn't he, Liam? He intercepted a couple of dangerous balls in, and his kicking was excellent. Like some of those long kicks, the distance he can get on them, and they got a couple of those. It nearly reminds me a couple of years ago, Donegal had this set kick out where Dirk and a driver down the middle, and Donegal would flick it on. They wouldn't try and catch him, and they'd have a Ryan McHugh or someone running onto it. And it's nearly like a model of that, and that's where the goal came from. But they had a couple of possessions like that when he has a serious boot. But his decision making was excellent today, and he was without question it was his best performance of the year, I would say.
Yeah, he was absolutely fantastic, and we flagged it beforehand that he could, if he plays well, it'll be very difficult to deal with what he brings to the table. And unfortunately for us and for Mayo, he played really, really well today. I go back to it, lads. I'm just very, very disappointed with our second half performance. I thought this would be a ding-dong affair. I thought we'd be taking lumps out of each other, and it never really panned out to that. It was a passive enough All-Ireland final, and I know James Horne, he's on screen here now. James Horne would be really, really disappointed, as will the players, with that second half performance, because I can't believe the amount of good opportunities that we had and failed to take to keep us close, to keep that game, you know, tight, going down with a point or two, and it going down the wire, and then having a chance of maybe getting a goal and winning the game. So,
Liam, don't give up.
It's very, very difficult now, you know. This young team that's played in two All-Irelands, a lot of them are young guys, and they've lost two All-Irelands already, and some of them, John, are only 22, 23 years of age. So it's tough, but they'll get over it, and they'll come back hopefully stronger than ever.
Well, hopefully, Liam, you will, and thanks for everything at Croke Park today. Just to finish, Mossy Quinn, some legacy for this Tyrone team to be unfancied, to come through a championship with Dublin and Kerry and Mayo, and you've got to say that they're worthy winners. They've beaten a lot of top teams to get here.
Absolutely, and they are worthy winners, and it's funny, it just shows you, they remind you a little bit of that Tyrone team. They're seeing Brian Duer on the screen there now, and another fantastic footballer, and it's the type of football and the type of team he'd fit well into, and you can see the kind of the DNA from the Tyrone performance and all the positive attributes they had in teams gone past, and they've just tweaked it a little bit and absolutely fully deserved. And there'll be big celebrations now in Tyrone for the next week. It'll go on longer than a week anyway, but yeah, they'll have a great few months up there.
Mossy Quinn, thanks so much as always for the All-Ireland final analysis of Tyrone's win over Mayo. 2-14 for Tyrone, 15 points for Mayo. So much more coverage here on OTB over the next few days. We're on the air from 1 until 7 with Will O'Callaghan in the seat tomorrow. We'll have Enda McGinley, a very happy Enda McGinley, reflecting on that All-Ireland final triumph, and then on OTB AM throughout the week. Tyrone, the All-Ireland Senior Football Champions, congratulations to them.
Master Plan, Chris Lawn Canavan, Collie Holmes, Hubby Hughes, Blanket Defense, Sean Cavanagh, number 9, Kieran Gurley, John Devine, Philip Jordan, Connor Gormley, Carrick Moore. League One, want more?
nice, he's got another score. Jared Cavlin, new pub, Charlie Redmond and the Dove. 95 lost out, Dublin shouldn't have a shout. Brian Duher, Kelly's in, Sam and not McCloy.
We didn't start the fire, will the stand be burning when we're all returning? We'll win the Sam McGuire. We have hearts and mind us and the fans behind us.
Gavin Devlin, Longband, Michael Lister, Pat Spillan, John McNally, Kieran Corr, Mickey McGee, Paddy Heaney, Irish News, Armagh Kennedy.